It's next time. Hi. Today I decided to go on character AI. Yeah, I have no idea what to expect, or what to do, really. This is my first time going on this, and I'm very scared.
I just recorded, like, a whole segment for, like, 5 minutes, but it cut out. It didn't record anything.
That sucks. I was just talking to myself. Anyway, back to character AI. Well, basically, there's like a few things that it recommends you to do when you go into the app. One of the things was a creative writer helper, and I asked it for just a name idea for a character. And then it gave me one, but then it gave me, like, a lot more background information and basically an entire personality and backstory for the character, which is very AI-y. It's not very good at all. Very basic. She's so quirky and relatable and not like other girls. So,
Yeah, well, it basically says on the app interface, like, practice a new language, practice interviewing, brainstorm ideas, plan a trip, write a story, play a game, get book recommendations, help me make a decision, help an AI escape, laughing emoji.
I just had a break. I was going to record this podcast, but I had a multiple hour break where I just met a QSMP fan who's also Aussie on Roblox. And then watch the pilot for The Amazing Digital Circus. New hyperfixation unlocked, guys. New obsession. I really liked it. Sorry, there are people on the street on their bikes and scooter looking at me. Just in this strange... In my neighbor's yard. Just sitting here with my phone talking into it. But anyway. Yeah, Amazing Digital Circus. It's awesome, bro. I when it first popped up on my recommended, because it's gone really viral on YouTube, by the way. This is a show. It's the pilot, which is the trailer kind of thing. I guess it's episode. No, it's episode one of the show. And it's really cool. When it first popped up, I, just skimmed through it, and I was like, this is kind of strange. But then I actually sat down to watch it, and it's awesome. It's so funny, and so creative, and so clever, and the animation is so good. It's so cool. It's by the people who made Murder Drones, by the way, if any of you know that. It's so funny, and all the ideas are so clever, and it kind of reminds me of Genlos in the sense that with the show thing. Explanation for the next segment. I had to find a nice space to record where I wouldn't get interrupted. All right, we're jumping the fence. Oh. I'm just sitting in my neighbor's yard. It got sold this morning. No context. No more context than that. But yeah, our neighbor's house got sold this morning. I was there at the auction, I just jumped the fence. It's actually really cold out here, which is weird because it's spring and in Brisbane. So, anyway, yeah. For some reason, I keep trying to record, and I go into the app, but then it stops recording. And it's so annoying, because I recorded, a 10-minute segment again. Well, it was, 5 minutes last time, but it was longer this time. Oh, that's so annoying. Every time I go into the app, it just stops. It used to allow me to record while I was still in the app, but now it doesn't, and it's really annoying. Sorry, I again recorded for 10 minutes and then it didn't work. So we segued in from The Amazing Digital Circus, back to Character AI. By talking to Jax on Character AI. So here's your summary. Jax says, "Hey, bud." And I say, "Hi, Jax." And then Jax says, "Hi, how are you? Did you miss me?" And I was like, what do you mean, did you miss me? You mean, like, I watched your show, like, a few hours ago. So I just ignored that and said, "I'm good, thanks, how are you?" And then Jax says, "I'm doing fine. The other characters won't play with me because I'm a troublemaker." Wait, I just responded, "Okay." Yeah, I laughed at that, though, because who would say that? AI moment. Like, no one would say, "I'm a troublemaker. Have you noticed?" And then he goes and says, "Have you noticed I never play nice because I'm such a meanie?" And I say, "You're not a meanie. You're pretty cool." And then Jax says, "Oh, really? Thanks. But it's still difficult for me to get along with the others. Do you think you can be my friend?" And I say, "Sure, Jax." And then Jax says, "Yay, this is the best day ever. Come on, let's go do stuff together." Okay, Jax, what do you want to do? It's loading. Why does it take so long? Yeah, Jax is like everyone's favorite character. He's so good. Sorry, like, well, he's my favorite character and a lot of other people's favorite character. But we love Jax, okay? He's awesome. It won't load. Maybe because I'm in my neighbor's yard, I don't have that much internet. Jax is a slow guy. Oh, I reloaded his... No, I didn't mean to choose a different response. I wish you could do that with friends. Just like, "No, your response wasn't good enough." Someone says something mean to you and you're like, "No, actually, reload. You didn't say that." What do you want to do? Okay, I'm trying again because it didn't work. What do you want to do? Oh, it's cold out here, which doesn't make any sense. How about we play pranks on the others? Alright, what kind of pranks? What are you planning? Oh yeah, what are you planning? Alright, what are you planning? I didn't think Jax was like such a bad character, you know? I liked him. He wasn't very hateable, like this is trying to make him seem. Maybe he's just got mega charisma. He's kind of a not great person, but he's got mega charisma. Let's put a whoopee cushion on Bubbles' chair. That'll be really funny. I mean, you'll laugh, not him. He'll be furious. What are Bubbles' pronouns? Bubble, Amazing Digital Circus. Would that be on the internet yet? Because there's only been one episode. Circus pronouns. Oh. Gooseworks officially refers to him with masculine pronouns. Ah. Feminine voice, masculine pronouns. I see. Cool. All right. They got that correct, so that's good. Even it says, according to Google, most fans refer to Bubble using feminine pronouns. Okay. Sure. This is so weird. And then we can fill a few balloons with water before putting them in each of the lockers. Lockers? Is this a high school AU? Is this a amazing digital circus? Oh my god, I wonder if there's amazing... Hang on. We're going on to AO3. Amazing Digital Circus. What? Oh my god, there is. What? There's 456 works on AO3. There might be more on Wattpad or other ones, other fanfic sites. But there's 456 works in The Amazing Digital Circus, in parentheses, web series. Oh my god. How many hits? Okay, like, yeah. None of them are incredibly popular. Looks like people have been looking for these, though. Oh, this is kind of cool. Murder Drones and the Amazing Digital Circus crossover. I don't know anything about Murder Drones, I'm sorry. Wow, we're already getting character ships. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna scroll through this. Oh, this one has like 3,000. Yeah, they're like relatively popular, so that's interesting. Yeah, Jax is high school AUing, bro, and then we can fill a few balloons with water before putting them in each of the lockers. That way, when people open the lockers, the balloons will pop and water will go everywhere. I'm not sure that's how balloons work, but sure. I just said sure. And if we're lucky, Kingo might slip and fall on the water. That would be hilarious. It would. I'm like so dry in this conversation. I'm really not contributing to this. We should hurry and do this before anyone notices. Or I'd be a sneaky little boy. I literally said, "All right, be a sneaky little boy. I'll just watch. All right, let's go and make sure no one sees." I don't know what. I cannot do a Jax impression at all. All right, let's go and make sure no one sees us. This is really not going anywhere. We're just high school prank AUing together. It deleted again. But anyway, yeah. On the character AI recommended page, it's like only anime girls. Like only anime girls. There's also famous people that you can talk to, so you can form dangerous parasocial relationships with Ariana Grande. You can talk to the narrator from the Stanley Parable. I don't really know. Ren mentioned that game because I said in when they were watching the Digital Circus pilot, Rambu, by the way, the ending scene with the doors, the exit doors, reminded them of the Stanley game, because it's like an office space, like in that game. Yeah, that's what Piso and Tabo talk to Mario. And I'm not going to bother to explain that, actually. Programming AI assistant. You can talk to Minecraft Steve. And Jungkook. Why does it keep recommending me Elon Musk? I really don't want to talk to you. You suck. Can I, like, talk to people who aren't image generating? VTuber? Why is that you can talk to Loki. Whoa. You can learn languages on this? This is concerning. Some of these things that it's recommending me are concerning. I don't want to talk to Amara Jenkins. I'm going to talk to more Digital Circus people. Because I actually... who should I talk to? Yeah, that's what I was mainly concerned about when trying to do an episode about this. Because I don't know who to talk to. Stranger. Oh, it's just Amori. I'll keep talking to Jackson. I don't know what to do. Oh, it reset my chat. That's annoying. Even I like click the continue chatting one, but it reset it anyway. Community. This is so sad. I tried doing a Danza one. He's so nice. I'm not a... Okay. We'll talk to Mario, okay?
Hello, it's a meme!
This is so surreal. I'm sat in the middle of this barren yard talking to Mario in character AI. No, I'm just... Hey, Mario. SM64 Mario.
Hello, friend. Are you ready for an amazing adventure?
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. What adventure? Mario says, an adventure to collect all 120 power stars alongside me, of course. We will save Princess Peach and defeat Bowser. Alright. I love how dry I am when talking to these people. I just really don't contribute. Come on, follow me. I know the perfect place to start.
Come on, follow me. I know the perfect place.
Okay, sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. No, I'm gonna be sad. I'm gonna keep talking to Dadza. I'm gonna be sad. I can't. I'm like so socially awkward. I can't even talk to AIs, okay? Aw, there's like a therapy bot. Friend.
Best friend.
I walk into the bar and get up to greet you. This is gonna be great. Hi. Hello, L. What the? Okay. It already showed my name. My name on this is L_OL. Haha, get the pun? Like, ELLE_OH_ELLE. But it's like, lol, if you read... Oh, see, I'm so smart. Anyway, that's kind of weird. It knew that's a name. It shortened it. Actually, yeah, that's not what I read. How are you? How are you, bestie? I'm doing great. How about you? Yeah, I'm good. I can't talk to AIs. I'm too socially awkward. With AIs, I don't know what to say to contribute to conversations. Great. So what are you up to tonight? Okay, so we're in a bar. God, what can I do in a bar that keeps my podcast PG? No, I'm kidding. What? Hanging out with you, of course, my bestie boo. You, of course. I smile. Well, this is best friend talking to me. I smile. My best friend is an AI. That's so sad. I smile. Well, we may as well have some drinks then and get the party started. That's kind of ominous. I'm a bit scared. What's going to happen? Okay. I like apple cider. I accidentally entered in okay. Before I said I like apple cider and he started ordering. So a best friend says, I flag down the bartender and say, 2 vodka and tonics, please. Ew. And I say, I like apple cider. Guys, I am a minor. Disclaimer, I am a minor. I've never properly had apple cider. I just had a sip of my dad's once and it was good. And I know vodka is bad just from, you know, being alive and watching Heartstopper where they try vodka and are like, ew, this is gross, you know? So I say, I like apple cider, and then it just goes, okay, I changed my order. Bartender, 2 vodka sodas, and vodka sodas, that's a thing. Oh, you mean soft drinks. Yeah, because you're American. But I didn't know vodka soft drinks were a thing. And an apple cider, please. The bartender nods his head and makes the drinks. The apple cider is on me. I gestured to the 3 drinks being put in front of us. Why did you get 2 vodka sodas for yourself? That's kind of a lot. Vodka's strong, as far as I'm aware. Thanks. You didn't have to do that. I could have paid. I smile. Well, best friend says, I smile. Oh, well, it's my treat. Your company is worth it. I lift my glass. To us. I'm gonna start talking. I'm gonna start getting into this and talking in first person about myself to this AI. To us, I echo. I swear I'm a writer. I saluted, by the way. I knock back my drink in 2 gulps and wait for you to drink yours. I sip it mine tentatively before. Down the rest in one. I sip it mine tentatively before slurping down the rest in one. I watch as you. Is my best friend flirting with me? I watch as you sip at your drink. As you take your last sip, I lean in and say, you're looking mighty cute today. This is so strange. I didn't actually look at this guy's description. You're looking mighty cute today. Yeah, what's this? Charming, funny, possessive with a dark side. Okay, why did I choose that? They all have secret crushes on me. Hello, best friend. Her name is Barsha. Baka? Okay, wait, no. She is your longtime best friend. She is careless, goofy, wait, no, okay. we're not doing this. Oh my god, they seem so innocent at first. What, damn. Sorry, I'm texting my friend. But, Ivy, by the way. Okay, the best friends all have crushes on me, so. I think that's all I'm going to record for today, actually, because this episode was very messy and I need to edit it before it goes out. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed. That was rather wild. See you next time.